don't just exist, live live on AWR SID Media.
Pastor Teddy Chonga joins us today once again to give us some perspective. Good afternoon, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you. How is everyone?
Hoping everyone is fine. I am well. Thank you very much. Had a bit of a stint last night, but I'm okay. I'm not complaining. Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today, Pastor Chongo says, if God is all-knowing, remember that word that you theologians use, omniscient. If God is all-knowing, why did God ask Adam where he was and whether he had eaten fruit in the Genesis account? If the answer to this question is so God could test Adam's integrity, why would God not have already known this, since he is all-knowing and knows the hearts of man?
Okay, what an interesting question we have there.
I thought so too.
Yeah, sure. So let's just get into it in under a few minutes. The passage that we're referring to, where God asks Adam where he is and whether he had eaten from the forbidden fruit, is actually found in Genesis chapter 3, with emphasis on verses 9. I think that's what the question is. Yeah. So in this narrative, it is essential to consider that God's actions are not solely for his own awareness or knowledge. Rather, the narrative there suggests that his questioning serves as a purpose beyond merely acquiring knowledge. While we understand that God is all-knowing, and that while we all understand that God is all-knowing, we discover in this narrative that God has come down to the level of man so as to have a conversation with him. His ability to know everything does not limit him from engaging man's free will. I want you to follow me closely today. His ability to know everything does not limit him from engaging man's free will. He asked not to find out something, but to bring Adam and the wife to the solution of hope for the fallen state. So God's questioning in the Genesis account as to whether they had eaten shows not that God is trying to find out, but reveals that he actually has, the questioning in the Genesis account as to whether they had eaten or not shows us that God is not trying to find out, but it reveals why God had actually come down to have a conversation with Adam. Adam and the wife were already in despair about their disobedience. And to this, God does not add any more panic by approaching them in a way so as to pass judgment, but to introduce what?
Yeah.
Grace here. So what we discover here is that God does not add to what has already been done, but he comes in a more sincere way so as to introduce grace unto them. Okay, so in my view, I feel that God did not ask Adam his whereabouts so as to test his integrity. No. Just come to think of it. Why test his integrity when it has already been proven weak in disobedience? So God, therefore, came not to test, but to introduce the remedy to their disobedience. So God knew it all. He knew that they had eaten, number one. He knew that they had fallen and that they had been naked. So he came to dress them off their shame by killing an innocent animal. So I just want to give an analogy here. It's like a person that has these security systems on property, eh? When that security system is tampered with, when that security system is removed, when that tag is removed, don't you think that the owner of that property is going to be made aware that something has been tampered with?
Perhaps.
Yeah. The moment that tag has been removed, the owner is going to be told. So,
Pastor, are you still there? I think we've lost the pastor's line. Ugh, that devil is a liar. We're going to try and find the pastor. The line has just dipped for some reason. I don't know what could have caused that, but we're still in conversation with the pastor for today, who's going to be giving us some perspective. Pastor Chongo is our Ask a Pastor pastor for today, and he's answering the question, if God is all-knowing, why did he ask where Adam and Eve are? And generally, pastors tend to say to test his integrity, and then the person who asked this question then says, if it was to test his integrity, if God is all-knowing, he should know their integrity already. That's our question for today, but it seems as though as the pastor was answering, that line was interrupted. It seemed as though the devil is drawing, but we'll continue. We'll keep trying. We're working on it. As you can see, the dialing, we're working on connecting, reconnecting with the pastor. Pastor Chongo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
We got disconnected there. Continue, Pastor. You are still explaining.
Yeah, I just had an abrupt pause.
Say that again, Pastor. An abrupt what? Oh, the line dropped again. Okay, let's try and reconnect with the pastor. It seems as though where he is, his network is just unkind to both the pastor and I, and most importantly, you. Who are looking forward to the answer by the pastor. I don't know why, but it's just dropping from time to time. All right, since the line is just not responding now, we'll take a piece of music. Hopefully, we'll be able to give the pastor yet another chance to answer. Hopefully, Pastor, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
There you go. All right, go ahead, Pastor.
As I was saying before, the intrusion of the power and whatnot. I was trying to explain on the issue of a person that owns a property and has set some sort of a tag or some sort of security system on his property. What I'm trying to say here is that the moment Adam and Eve sinned, God knew. All right. So in conclusion, I believe it is worth noting that the passage that we're considering this afternoon incorporates some symbolic elements and teaches profound lessons about human nature. The question posed by God can also be seen as an illustration of divine justice. By giving Adam the chance to respond truthfully, God demonstrates his fairness in holding humanity accountable.
And that line drops again. Yes, just as he was about to finish, where God is holding humanity accountable. Let's try again. Let's try and get the pastor. We need to have him finish his point, and then we will let the pastor go. Go ahead, Pastor. God wants to hold humanity accountable. Go ahead.
Okay. As I was concluding, I was saying it is worth noting that this passage often incorporates some symbolic elements and teaches profound lessons about human nature. The question that is posed by God can also be seen as an illustration of divine justice. By giving Adam the chance to respond truthfully, God demonstrates his faithfulness in holding humanity accountable for their choices. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Mvunis. I really appreciate you coming through to talk to us. Please pray for us and pray for the person who asked this question.
All right. We're praying. Our God and our Father, draws in the Most High, we humbly come before your throne of mercy this hour of the day, presenting nothing but hearts full of iniquity. Our prayers that may you please forgive us, for we have sinned in ways that are imaginable, ways that we know and ways that we do not know. Father, this afternoon we want to say thank you for the program that we've just had, and we also want to thank you for the question, and also want to pray for the person that answered, that asked the question, that we hope that she has understood, he or she has understood, and we pray that even as these questions will come, we also ask for understanding, that we may be able to understand even as the answers still come through. In your name we pray, amen.
Thank you very much, Mfunis. Looking forward to talking to you again. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't just exist. Live. Live on AWR SID Media.